Jake had not always troubled to do that. There was a look the girls got in their eyes sometimes when they first beheld the lordling they had been hired to pleasure, a look that Tyrion Lannister did not ever care to see again. He lifted the candle and looked her over. Bronn had done well enough. She was doe-eyed and slim, with small, firm breasts, and a smile that was by turns shy, insolent, and wicked. He liked that. "Shall I take my gown off, my lord?" she asked. "In good time. Are you a maiden, Shay?"
"If it please you, my lord," she answered demurely.
"What would please me would be the truth of you, girl."
"Aye, but that will cost you double."
Tyrion decided they would get along splendidly. "I am a Lannister. Gold I have in plenty, and you'll find me generous. But I want more from you than what you've got between your legs, though I want that too. You'll share my tent, pour my wine, laugh at my jests, rub the ache for my legs after each day's ride, and whether I keep you a day or a year, for so long as we are together, you will take no other man into your bed."
"Fair enough."
She reached down to the hem of her thin, rough-spun gown and pulled it up over her head in one smooth motion, tossing it aside. There was nothing underneath but Shay.
"If he don't put down that candle, my lord will burn his fingers."